much, and you determine whether or not the price is worth it only by what other alternatives are realistically available to you at the same price. When you walk in a field and you suddenly spy an apple on the ground, and we'll set aside all questions of whose property it is and all of this, but you see an apple on the ground and you reach over and pick it up and eat it, the apple, of course, is not free to you. You will still have to expend time and energy just in picking it up, let alone in consuming it. Now, it's so little, you might take the attitude that it might as well be free. But the fact of the matter is that it does have a cost. Everything does. Even the air you breathe requires an expenditure of energy in order to consume it, in order to keep you alive. So, since everything has a price, it is extremely important to be able to visualize that price in advance, to be able to recognize fully and clearly what the cost of this is. And then visualize yourself paying the price. Can I do it? Or is the price so horrible that I don't even want to think about it right now? If so, then obviously I would never be able to face it physically when the time comes that I really do have to pay it. Because, of course, I would accomplish nothing by ignoring it. But the point is that by visualizing it in advance, visualizing my actually paying it in whatever way it has to be paid, and realizing then what alternatives I would have to give up, I'm better capable of identifying exactly what the cost will be to me. We'll come back to that in a moment, too. But now let's look at the sixth element, which is your vulnerability. In addition to the price that I can identify clearly and specifically, what could the unknowns cost? And this is perhaps the most easily overlooked part of any decision. We've already seen that element number four is the recognition that unknowns do exist, that there are certain areas involved here that will be relevant to what happens, but which I cannot say with any assurity exactly what will happen. I only know that there are certain things that will happen, and I can identify the area within which they will operate. Now, what if every one of these unknown factors goes against you? What if every one of them turns out to be wrong instead of right, or good or bad instead of good? What if everyone and everything involved decides to act in a way that is detrimental to you? If all of that happens, what could this then cost you? What would it cost if everything in the unknown category goes against you? Now, there's no point in saying, well, that probably won't happen. Some of them may go wrong, but they won't all go wrong. There's no point in saying that or that they might not happen. You've already recognized that you don't know that they won't happen, and that's what makes them an unknown. They could happen, and if they happen, they're going to cost you. Now, are you prepared to pay that price if every one of these unknowns comes against you and the vulnerability adds up to its maximum amount then? So it's important that you recognize the maximum possible cost to you, not just the minimum, which might be that price you identified in number five. If every one of the unknowns goes right, then that price will be the end of it. But what is the maximum that it could cost? If you face up to this possible cost, then you can deal with it. You may very well decide against, then, a situation that would have cost you several years of your time making negative decisions while you pay off the unexpected cost of this decision. Or your recognition in advance of the vulnerability might cause you to make the right kind of investment in the form of insurance or of any kind that would protect you against the vulnerability you can't afford. But let's suppose I'm a married man with four children, and I come home on a Friday afternoon from the hard day at the office, and I say to my wife, let's take a trip to San Francisco. I've been thinking about it all the way home. I got it figured that we can make it up there, be back by Sunday night, have a wonderful weekend, and it'll be the best thing in the world for all of us. And my wife says, well, yeah, I agree, that would be wonderful, but it could cost us quite a bit. I say, no, been thinking about it all the way home. I got it all figured out. Throw all the kids in the back seat. We stay at all the cheapest motels. We can get motels for $8, and we'll have all the kids sleep in one bed. And we can get our meals for $3 a piece. Well, let's see, let's figure $5 a piece if we eat hamburgers and so forth, if we stop at the right places along the way. If I look for the cheap gas stations, I can get my gas at about 32 cents a gallon instead of 35 cents a gallon. And I got it all figured out that we can make the whole trip for $50. Now, why shouldn't we spend $50 for a good weekend in San Francisco? And my wife says, are you sure we can make it for $50? And I say, well, of course, if we just play our cards right and arrange everything in the proper way. Well, we start off on the trip, because, of course, I control her and the kids and everybody else. But we start off on the trip, and first thing, we get out of town, and the carburetor goes wrong, and I stop at a place, not just the cheapest mechanic in town, but the one that I